Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, when you look at somebody's life, when you look at somebody's life that is doing well, whatever you describe as well, and this week we're going to be talking about how well everybody's doing in America, as John shares with us some great information about how wealthy Americans are compared to the world. And that, you know, quite often people don't understand everybody went through something to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just look, you think about Daniel. Daniel, as you read about in the book of Daniel, that here he was, you know, even though all of his people were going into bondage and a time of servitude, that he was part of the king's quarters. I mean, he was like right up there. He was offered the king's food, and he even got to tell the king, and nobody tells the king this, but he was able to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to eat what you put before me. I want some of this and some of that instead, which is pretty cool. I mean, he got to even pick his plate, what kind of food that he wanted. And he had this gift, the ability, you know, given to be able to interpret dreams. And so when the king had a dream, he was able to tell by God's gift that he'd given him the ability to interpret dreams. And he would just tell the king what the dreams meant. And the dreams were so significant, and the interpretation was so significant, that what he talked about, which we call prophecy, history, and events, we've seen it happen since then. When he told it, it's happened, and in all these different nations he talked about, and it's still going to happen in the future. I mean, it's some awesome things that had happened. And even that the king was willing to give him half of his kingdom and all these gifts. I mean, he was living, you know, what they say, high on the hog. That comes from a time of Great Depression when, you know, you didn't have a lot of food and you ate the whole hog. But if you were doing really well, you ate the higher parts of the hog. And if you weren't doing well, you ate the hind quarters or the lower parts of the hog. So they say you're living high on the hog. They were talking about you got to, you know, eat the better parts of the of that. And of course, we're talking Jews here, so they weren't eating any part of the hog. And
wow, Google it up.
And the
yes, he is.
Yeah, you're right. You don't remember trying to get meat on our pizza in Israel anyway. So
no, I meant the high on the hog thing.
Oh no,
not
no.
Israel.
Oh no. Remember, I did read about your family history. The actually, Jo Sanford taught me about it. She talked about how her family had to get through those times. That's what they did. They said they ate down to the from the snout to the tail. They ate everything, you know. When you boil something falls off that you can cook something with anyway. Yeah, and you think about it, you know, look at Daniel. I mean, here the people have come into bondage. They left the freedom that they had in Israel, and they're up under the king here. And you think, well, my goodness, you know, obviously, you know, Daniel is different than us, and he just got picked out of everybody else, and he has no difficult times. And what you're looking at and talking about, what we're talking about is about the peaks of his life. We're talking about the times that just everything lined up, and that's exactly what God wanted to do at that particular time. But he had to actually survive the valleys to be able to make it to the peaks, and we're not talking about that. Here's this man used powerfully by God, did what was right, was loyal to God, prayed throughout the day, refused to bow down to the image that everybody else was bowing down to. I mean, he just did everything right. But you have to understand that when he did that, when he refused to do these type of things, he was thrown into a lion's den. In the midst of all this and all these blessings that I was just talking about, there was valleys. This particular valley was that, you know, because he wouldn't bow down to the image, I know, because he wouldn't do what the king wanted, then they threw him in a lion's den. He had to be thrown into a lion's den. He had to survive the valley of being accused and sentenced to death. And even though all these things were going good on both sides of this valley were peaks where he was being used. Mm. But understand that in this particular one, they had a valley where it's called a death sentence. Mm. It's a death sentence. And he was being told that it's over for you. The thing was, they didn't realize that God was going to lock up the mouth of the lion and he wasn't going to eat Daniel. But normally the lion would eat the man.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to survive that. And in another situation where he was, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar was trying to get everybody to bow down to the image, and, you know, that they wouldn't bow down to it, that that they were going to throw, they threw them inside of a fiery furnace. So that's a death sentence. That's when nobody's talking, you know, people are narking on him, you know, telling him that he's not bowing down and all these different things, and he's thrown into a fiery furnace, and it's called a valley. Wouldn't you say that?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Well,
anyway, everyone's looking at the peaks, but recognize that, you know, those are some serious valley situations, bound up, tied up, and thrown in the fire.
Right, right, right. And, of course, that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that I'm talking about. But to understand that these valleys that we go through, understand that if I'm saying that so that you don't misunderstand your valleys, understand that that if you misunderstand your difficult times and your hard seasons and your thorns in the flesh, like Paul talked about, that you won't make it to the peak. You won't have those moments. Everybody, including Jesus, that obviously, you know, God was speaking through and moving powerfully through, understanding that we had to survive being stoned and being lied on and being falsely accused and being imprisoned and being sentenced to death. And it's like we, American mm-hmm. Christians, it's like we can't get one negative thing said about us, and all of a sudden we're pouting, our lips are sticking out so far, we trip half the church and say, listen, mm-hmm. you know, that's just part of it.
That's right.
And you don't judge an individual believer by their peaks or their valleys. You just thank God they're walking with the Lord, and that whatever season they're going through in their life, that, you know, God knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, consider hardship as discipline. You know, that God's going to use reveal awesome things to Paul. And when he revealed these awesome revelations of heaven to Paul, that he gave him a thorn in the flesh just so that he could handle it. Mm-hmm. And understand that don't miss your peaks by getting too defined by your valleys. Mm-hmm. Don't miss your peaks. Understand it doesn't matter. Don't care. Listen, people got to talk bad about you so that God can use you and you can talk good about God. Things have to happen like that because it's not about us and it's about God. I don't want to spend too much more time on that, but don't define your valleys, these tough situations. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's divorce. Maybe it's financial crisis. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your spouse. I don't know what it is. Something's not going right, and you want to just stop right there and quit moving forward. But don't, because you got a peak. Something's going to happen, and God's going to use you in a situation that's going to change an individual's life. It's going to. You may be just like Daniel. You know, they may remember you in all of history because you were faithful in the valley. God was able to use you in the peak. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.